a little bit of background, the project that I've been working on with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, Coastal Fisheries Division, involves monitoring changes in propeller scarring along several areas of the Texas coast. The reason for this is we're looking at the effectiveness of a statewide regulation which prohibits the uprooting of seagrasses. So traditionally, we've used manned aircraft that flies at a higher altitude, but with the advancements in drone or UAV technology, we wanted to see about the possibilities of moving more toward this type of platform for imagery acquisition. It allows us a little bit quicker time for mobilization to an area. If we have a good weather window, we can get an aircraft there quicker, up in the area faster, and take advantage of maybe a small weather window where we've got nice low winds, good sunlight, all the conditions that are favorable for good imagery of collecting imagery of submerged aquatic vegetation such as seagrasses. So looking down the road for Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, potentially we can continue with some of this work and monitoring propeller scarring for other areas of the Texas coast over time. It could also be used for looking at changes in habitat or for just general mapping of habitat. If there's a particular area where we want to look at habitats and we have good water clarity to be able to do that, we could definitely use those drones or UAVs to access those sites and take a closer look on a more regular basis since they are easier to mobilize. There's also the potential of using UAVs for our work for looking at fish kill assessments. If we have a remote area that we're trying to access, and we want to get an overall idea of the extent of the fish kill event, we could potentially use a UAV to give us an idea of the composition, the types of fish, and how extensive, the miles that this coastline has of dead fish.